Tool. Or two.
Tool.
I don't know why I said tool. Two.
Can I get a
podcast?
Welcome, everybody. Welcome. Can I get a podcast? It is Thursday, January 24th. I am Jeffrey Cooperstein alongside my good friend and co-host, Christopher Gross. What's going on, man?
This is Christopher. I'm good. How are you, Jeffrey?
It's all good, man. It is the week before Super Bowl week. A really weird week in sports where there's not much going on,
yeah.
But the anticipation is building.
Yes, and we are in that week before the teams get out to the Super Bowl venue where all the shows are set up on Radio Row. We're already in Super Bowl mode, but it really doesn't kick into effect until next week. We're still kind of this week in reviewing championship
right.
weekend.
Yes.
So we're inching our way into Super Bowl mode.
Yes.
Is where we are.
And the Cowboys always in the news. Regardless, whether it's coaching changes, whether it's certain players and certain DJs and it's certain
yeah.
everything. You know, the Cowboys are a never-ending news cycle.
That is the good thing about being in this market. The Cowboys always give you something to talk about.
Absolutely.
You could probably, if you had to, you could probably find a Cowboys topic for every day of the year.
You could.
To discuss.
But that's not what we're going to do.
We are going to talk today about the championship weekend, and we're going to look at one angle of it, and that is the NFL's overtime rules. We saw in both games overtime.
We did.
And
the rules worked differently in both games.
They did. And let's just, I assume everyone who listens to this podcast knows how it works, but laying out just real quickly how it works. You go to overtime, you do a coin flip. The team who wins the coin flip, now I guess you can defer, right?
You theoretically, yes.
But you never would, because if the team that gets the ball first, scores a touchdown,
the game
you
is
win
over.
The game. Now, anything else, the other team gets a shot.
Correct.
So, we saw the good and bad of this. We saw one team who got the ball first, turned the ball over, and lost. But then on the flip side, we saw the Patriots get the ball first. They drove down, scored a touchdown, and the Chiefs, Patrick Mahomes, the league's MVP, didn't even get a chance to touch the ball in overtime.
And let's just dive right in here. I think
yeah.
that's an absolute crime, man. I mean, you're not going to give Patrick Mahomes a chance to go win the game because his teammate lost a 50-50 coin flip.
This to me, this is a very hot button topic right now. And I feel like I'm riding the fence to where I see where that argument is, and I definitely think that Pat Mahomes should have a shot, but here's my main argument. You had 60 minutes to win.
And there's something to be said for that,
and so,
absolutely.
To me is, if you can't find a way to win the game in the previous 60 minutes, I really don't have that much sympathy for you, honestly.
The way I look at it, and I know it's a tough comparison, but it is, it's the closest thing we have, is college football's rules.
Yeah.
Where the coin toss, if you win the coin toss, you go on defense first because you know you get a chance with the ball after that first possession.
Yeah.
So I like that formula. I don't like that they start from the 25-yard line, but I think that would be at least a better formula just to guarantee that all phases of the game are incorporated into this overtime period.
And let's just lay it out right here. You will never have in any sport, whether it's football at the college or the pro level or any other sport, whether it be hockey, baseball, you will never find an overtime that is truly fair.
Sure.
I don't think you will ever. Because in the college, we saw it this year with Oklahoma Army. And in that situation, you get a team like Army who is built to have 10-minute drives,
yep.
end in a touchdown. That is not conducive to overtime. So as soon as that game went to overtime, you knew Kyler Murray and Oklahoma were going to be able to outdo it.
Absolutely.
And so you get into things like that where you get into overtime and you think both teams are on an equal playing field. Well, it's really not that case. So you're never going to really be fair. Now, about 5 hours ago, you put out a poll on Twitter.
Yes, yes. I put out a poll on Twitter at jcoopjr27, and I said, do you prefer the overtime rule where if you score first, it's over if you
yeah.
get the ball, or does the other team get a chance? 84% of you said the other team should get a chance. 16% of you said yes, if you score, the game should be over.
See,
and that's about how I saw that poll going.
Yeah.
I just think, I mean, the NFL is the only, not sport, the only league, like college, pro, whatever,
yeah.
where one phase of the game may not even, you know, be incorporated in.
Well, and the issue is when you get into the college game, you really kind of do take out a phase of the game. You take out punting, field position. You take out the return game.
Yes.
So, again, you're never going to have anything that's perfect.
But no one cares about
special teams. Again, you know what? I go to, look, Patrick Mahomes, I would have loved to see him in overtime.
I know,
I'm going to agree it.
Same.
Do something in the first half.
Yes. No.
Don't run the offense that you did in the first half and then complain about not getting the ball.
Now, hindsight's always 20/20. We can go back and say, well, the Saints should have scored more than 3 points in the second half before that god-awful no-call, right?
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
So hindsight's always 20/20 here. Yes, you would have loved to see Pat Mahomes have the ball. And I think another factor that's incorporated into this, people hate the Patriots.
Yes.
So they want the rules to, you know, make the Patriots lose.
I think that has something to do with it. Now, Jeffrey, you are very against the NFL overtime rule.
Yes, I would say
and
yes, extremely.
Let me just pose, again, I'm kind of riding the fence. I can really go either way. My main argument is I don't have sympathy for a team because you had 60 minutes to do something. And so when you go to overtime and you don't get the ball, that's tough, especially when you played the way the Chiefs did in the first half. When you put up no points,
it's fair.
And then you're complaining,
I mean,
at the end.
It's fair.
But I'll just be devil's advocate. I'll throw this at you.
Let's go.
Okay, you complain about the overtime rules. You say it's unfair. What are the odds of you calling a coin flip correctly?
50%, right?
How many teams that got the ball first in overtime this weekend won?
It was 1-1.
To me, that says that's about as fair as you're going to get.
But the results don't equal the process. I guess, what am I trying to say here? Correlation doesn't equal causation, I guess, for lack of a better term. You can't look at the results and say, oh, yeah, it's fine. Because it's still an unfair process to where one of the biggest components of the game, which is playing on offense,
yeah,
where if the other team scores, that you don't even get a chance. Like, I just don't think that's okay.
It is definitely weird that you put it down to a coin flip, to where a lot of people see it that way.
I mean, well, if this happens in the Super Bowl next week, people are just going to riot.
Well, we've only seen one overtime game in the Super Bowl, right?
Quick side note,
yeah.
If they go to overtime in the Super Bowl, America gets free wings at Buffalo Wild Wings.
How many free wings?
I believe it is like a free snack size wing, so that's a solid 8 wings.
Holy cow.
Yeah, that's big news.
That's pretty impressive. I'm trying to find this tweet. I saw a tweet come down earlier this week that was talking about the numbers of when you went to overtime, and I thought I retweeted it. I can't find it here. I'm not going to waste a lot of time doing this, but when you look at the numbers, it's not as skewed as you might think it was. Now, that was just regular season. I don't know how long it was, but the numbers aren't as skewed as you think they are. It's not like the team who wins the coin flip and takes the ball wins like 80% of the time.
Right.
It's not that way.
No, it's not. But it's not, I highly doubt it's split directly down the middle.
He's Jeffrey Cooperstein. I'm Chris Gross. We're talking about the NFL overtime rules.
We are.
It was really brought into the light here after Championship Sunday. Now, let's do this. I found this article in The Ringer yesterday. They have proposed 11 ways, or I guess 10 ways, to revamp the NFL's overtime rules.
Let's hear them.
Let's just go through some of these. We'll discuss, see which ones we like. Number one, we're not going to spend a lot of time discussing. Keep the current rules.
No.
We've already kind of debated that. Tool. Or two.
Tool.
I don't know why I said tool. Two. Same rules, but sudden death begins after the first possession. Each team must have the opportunity to possess the ball. So basically...
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
So if someone scores a touchdown, the other team gets the ball, they could go for two and win the game, or they could go for two and lose the game. Yes, love it.
I think that in turn is... That's probably the most fair way to do it if you're looking for a fair way. But a lot of these get really fun, so I'm going to leave that aside.
Okay.
Because I like the way these get. You've got sudden death, where just the first team to score wins. It doesn't matter if it's a touchdown, a field goal.
That's how it used to be, I believe. When did the rule change come into effect?
It was pretty recent, wasn't it?
I think it might have been 2010 when it came in the playoffs, but... Yeah, no, that doesn't work. You can just, because if you get the ball, you have to go 40 yards, kick field goal, win the game.
Yeah, I don't like that.
No.
Winning a game on a field goal. Number three. Or that was number three. Number four, play the whole overtime period. Play the entire period, 10 minutes in the regular season, 15 in the playoffs.
That could get dangerous.
I hate that.
Yeah, because football's already a super violent sport. They don't need to be playing a full 10 extra minutes.
Yeah.
Unless the score is tied and nothing is settled.
You can't tell me that you care about player safety.
Right.
And then want to subject the players to, you're adding a fourth of the game back on.
Yeah.
And to me, again, it goes to, if you can't score in 60 minutes, or you can't beat the team in 60 minutes, I don't think you deserve another quarter to try and win the game.
Yeah, I don't like that. Unless the game was tied, like we said, no.
We could adopt the college football overtime rule. We kind of know how that works. You get the ball from the 25, both teams get a possession.
I'm okay with that, but like I said, I would love to see the ball move back to like the 40, just to make it a little more challenging. The 25, I mean, you can score in one play pretty easy.
That is number six here on this list. Take college football overtime rules, but instead of putting teams 25 yards away, you have them start somewhere else more palatable, the 50-yard line or their own 25-yard line.
I'm confused.
You're taking basically what you just said.
Okay.
You're taking the college overtime rules,
but you're moving the
ball back.
Yeah, yeah. That I would like that too.
I like doing that too because then I even like putting it back on your own 25 because then that way you've really got to drive.
Yeah, it's a full drive.
And I think if you do that, are you allowed to play the field position game? Like, can you punt it and say, hey, if we get you to down your ball closer to the end zone than the 25, you have to play it from the 25.
But I think that's a way to do it. But if you were to punt the ball away, they could kick a field goal and win the game, right?
That is correct.
I think I would like that. It would be interesting.
I like college's overtime rules much better than the NFL's.
Yes.
But putting it at the 25 is why you get a game like Texas A&M LSU that goes to 7 overtimes. Because once you get defenses worn down.
But how awesome was that game?
Okay. It was great because it was so exciting and you were scoring lots of touchdowns.
Yes. And after the third overtime, you have to go for two.
Yes.
So that was an awesome game, but not the greatest. What am I trying to say?
Finish my sentences.
I can't talk today.
It wasn't the best football we've
ever
seen.
Yes, there you go.
It was great to watch, but it wasn't great football. Number seven, we're running through the ringers, 11 ways to fix NFL overtime rules. Here on Can I Get a Podcast? He's Jeffrey Cooperstein. I'm Chris Gross. Number seven, this is Nate Silver's tweak. He says the NFL adopts college football overtime, but with touchdowns only.
So you can't kick a field goal. I could get behind that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Saying you only have 25 yards to go, but you have to score a touchdown.
Are there first downs?
I would assume so, because it says the only difference is you have to score touchdowns.
Okay.
So I guess if you get to the 15, you get a first down.
See, I think all these are fine as long as both teams get the ball, but that just... made me come up with another thing. That would be interesting if you had 25 yards, but you had four downs.
You had four downs
to get in the end zone.
Yeah.
I think that'd be pretty cool.
That would be. Again, it goes to, you're kind of changing the way you play the game, but it's exciting.
Yeah.
Rule eight. This is Riley's rule. And now.
Who's Riley?
I don't know.
Okay.
This is like when you start having to do math.
I don't like math. That's
why
I'm in journalism.
The team that gets a lead of four or more points wins. So basically what it's saying is, You have to have some addition to get to four, like two safeties.
So you can't kick a field goal.
One field goal will not do it.
Right.
But if you kick a field goal, you give it to the other team, they don't score,
and then
you kick another field goal.
You win.
So the first team, but then when you do that, then if the other team scores, then you have to start doing a lot of math.
Well, here's the thing, too. If you score, is this assuming under the college football overtime rules, yes?
This would be, I don't know.
Okay, because I was going to say, under the college football overtime rules, if you kick a field goal, you stop that other team. In the second overtime, the team who was on defense first was on second goes on offense first.
That's interesting. That makes it even more confusing.
Yes.
Let's move to idea number nine. Now, this one's, stick with me here.
Okay.
This is the cut and choose method.
Huh.
Instead of changing the rules of sudden death overtime, this fix would address the coin toss itself. The loser of the coin toss would decide where the ball would be placed. The 25-yard line, the 15-yard line, wherever they want, and the winner of the coin toss would decide whether to start on offense or defense from that spot.
Okay.
So Jeffrey, we're playing.
You could say, hey, put the ball on the 1-inch line.
Yes. But why would you do that? Because
but
then, you
then
know
the
they
other
would
team could pick offense.
Yeah.
That's pretty stupid.
I think there's that is from Cut and Chew, stems from Andrew and Chris Quanbeck. I want to give them shout outs for coming up with this
idea.
I'm not
sure about Andrew and Chris Quanbeck there. I don't like that.
It was inspired by one person cutting a piece of cake into two pieces and the second person deciding which to eat. So basically what you're doing is you're playing the risk game where you're saying, that would be like us two. I say, Jeffrey, you cut the pieces of cake. And so you say, well, I'm going to cut one piece bigger, but then I'm risking Chris taking the bigger piece of the pie. So that's where you're coming from.
So in that scenario, you won the coin toss. Where are you placing the ball? Got to be at the 50, right?
I was going to say the 50.
Yeah.
Because that's the only way you make them think about it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Or maybe anywhere between like the 40s probably makes them think about it. But once you get any closer or further away, it's an easy decision. Now, this one's interesting. This one's my favorite. Auction off field position. Another rule that addresses the coin toss instead of overtime rules themselves. Get rid of the coin toss altogether. Give the ball to the team who will take it closer to their own goal line by auctioning off field position. So here's what we would do. The referee would start and he would say, who wants the ball at their own 30? 29. 28, and you keep moving the ball back closer to your own end zone, and the team who would take it closer to their own end zone gets the ball to start.
But why wouldn't you take? So, I mean, you could get it all the way down to the one.
No, but what I'm saying is not you're not putting it to the end zone. You're scoring in closer to the end zone that you're defending.
Right. But why would you not take the ball, though?
Because you take it from the one. If one team wears you down all the way to the one, then you have to make a 99-yard scoring drive.
But here's the thing. I don't think that would... If you say, all right, who wants the ball at the 30? You're going to raise your hand. It's going to keep going down. Like, no one's going to say, hey, oh, yeah, you can just have the ball here. Right?
Yes, but there would be a certain point where teams would stop. It's not going to get down to the one. Yes.
See, I think people would just...
You think a team would rather have to make a 99-yard scoring drive then play defense trying to keep a team from scoring an 80-yard touchdown.
Okay. I could see that now.
So what would happen is you'd probably get to like the low 20s
and then
and one team
would
say,
like,
okay,
we'll play
y'all
defense here. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think that's interesting you get rid of, and this is a really smart idea, you get rid of the coin toss altogether and you got to play a little strategy. You're changing football, but in a smart way. I think it's really interesting.
I think me and you have futures as commissioners of football leagues.
I'm going to pretend like we didn't steal these ideas.
We didn't. All our ideas.
All our
the Ringer
ideas.
Had nothing to do with this.
Our last idea that we are not stealing from the Ringer's piece on how to fix NFL overtime rules.
Disclaimer, the Ringer actually did have these ideas.
No, yes. The Ringer gave us all these.
Okay.
This is the extra innings baseball, but extra possessions football. A regular NFL overtime period with the spirit of college football's equal possessions, but without removing special teams from the equation. Imagine a baseball game going into extra innings. They just keep playing, but with possessions instead of half innings. A coin toss would decide the kickoff, and the teams would play a non-sudden death overtime period. The team that gets the ball first would either score on its possession or have to punt, just like in regulation. The team that gets the ball second would have to match or exceed the score posted by the first team on its drive.
Yeah.
So basically, you're playing baseball, where if it goes scoreless in an extra, okay, you go to the next one. If both teams score a run, you go to the next one.
That's the same thing as college football.
But now you're playing field position.
Oh, because special teams are involved.
Yes.
Okay.
You're not playing
But the same scoring principles as college football overtime.
Yes.
Okay.
Where once each team gets a possession, if you're tied, you go to a next one. If not, the game's over. But what you're doing in this is you have normal kickoffs, you have the punting game. That's when you can fake punts, whatever.
Do I have Michael Dixon as my punter?
No,
I'm not sure about that one. Then, out of all these, are all super interesting ideas. I still think the one where you're playing, I think the best one is where you're playing the college football overtime from the 50. I think that's the best one.
So that was rule number 6, the modified college football overtime.
That is my favorite one.
I love the fun of auctioning off the field position.
That would get really interesting because, I mean, that puts, okay, how much time do you have to make a decision?
I think what you do is basically when you go to, see, here's the thing. If that was the overtime rule, the head coaches and the teams would know going in.
Yeah, sure.
And so as soon as the game ended, you would bring your captains over.
So you would say,
Jason
okay,
Garrett,
we're going
you would
to
say,
this point.
You're going, if it goes lower than the 23, let him have it.
Yeah, okay.
And so you go out there, and then you get the fun of the referee auctioning it off, and you have Dak Prescott or Tom Brady or whoever.
Well, can we bring out a professional auctioneer just because I love their voices? You're like, we got 29, we got 29.
You make your head referees have to be able to.
I love it.
You make them in the offseason.
We could
take
see Cleet Blakeman just being an auctioneer out there. Oh, yeah.
That to me is the one I would pick just because here's the other thing. I think overtime, and I don't want to get into this because we've already had a lot of discussion on this. Overtime should not be like a safety net. Like teams,
yes,
shouldn't,
you shouldn't have to. You shouldn't play for overtime.
Yeah,
yeah.
Overtime should be, I'm going in. I would rather win the game right here than go to overtime. And going to a way where basically part of the game is outsmarting the other team, where it's not just like, hey, we're the Saints or we're the Chiefs and we're gonna outplay you. It's. I want it to be where the Patriots go, you know what? Maybe we go for it here so that we don't have to go to overtime. I don't want it to be, well, we're going to overtime. We're going to play for the field goal and go to overtime. I think that's a part that should be of it, too.
Yeah, that would change the dynamics of the game. That would make it really interesting.
Do you have anything more to say on NFL overtime rules?
Man, I think that's it, man. Let's get to our 24-second shot clocks here.
The 24-second shot clock, we close out the podcast like this every time we do a show. Here's how it works. You get 24 seconds on the clock. You can talk about whatever you want. It doesn't even have to be sports related, but when the 24 seconds is up, you hear that buzzer, it is time for you to stop talking. Jeffrey, I'm going to go first here, and with my 24-second shot clock, I just want to talk about college basketball. I'm not fully into college basketball mode because we've still got NFL going on, and we've got some great NBA being played right now, but I will tell you, I have been sucked into Big 12 basketball this year like nothing else. You've got great games everywhere. Kansas State playing out of their mind. Iowa State playing well. TCU, Texas, maybe not so great. Is this Shaka Smarts last year?
If they don't make the tournament, it is, yes.
Big 12 basketball is great right now.
Dude,
that's just what I wanted to say.
It's been great for the past few years. I mean, it's been truly an 8-team deep league this year.
Yeah.
In the past few years. I mean, it's 9 deep this year. The only bad team is West Virginia.
Yeah, and they're really bad.
And they're really bad. But the rest are average. Great league. Great
the
league.
One thing I would say is we're getting into the time where you get a lot of Netflix going. Or
yes.
Like you'll get into the evening and you're like, I don't see an NBA or a college basketball match by luck. I'm going to flip on the Netflix.
Maybe next week we talk about the Fire documentary. Firefest.
I haven't seen it.
Okay.
So maybe I'll
watch it
and we can talk about
yes.
it. Just do me a favor. Skip the next episode of The Office that you're going to watch and just stop down for a Big 12 basketball game.
You hear that, Saad Youssef?
Last night, we had Oklahoma State blowing a 19-point lead on their home court. You get weird stuff everywhere.
It's great. It's great. Love it.
Jeffrey, where are you going with your 24 seconds?
Dude, I'm going to have to go a little bit off the rails here. Just something that really annoys me, and that is traffic. I think traffic is literally the dumbest thing of all time, and I think it's because people just don't go the speed limit. I think if every single person went the speed limit or 2 to 3 miles over, traffic would never happen. We could all live a happy, healthy life. And it wouldn't take me an hour and a half to get from Flower Mound, Texas, here to Dallas, and I hate traffic.
I think the same thing sometimes, where the worst part of traffic is when you pull up, and there's like, it's almost stop and go, and then you get past a certain point.
And you just go.
And there's no wreck or anything.
Nothing grinds my gears more.
Traffic,
nothing.
It's like when you think about, there are certain things that when you think about it, it just hurts your brain
yes.
to think about it
traffic
too much.
Traffic is one of
traffic
those.
Traffic is one that when you think about it too much, it makes so little sense that it just almost blows your mind.
I wish I could record my dad road raging at traffic because that would be awesome.
I can see your dad being a pretty good road rager.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I get it from him.
This has been Can I Get a Podcast? Let us know what you think about NFL overtime rules. Jeffrey's poll has ended, but
yes.
That doesn't mean you can't send him a tweet on your thoughts. Let us know which from this list from The Ringer you like best. Hit us up on Twitter. He's at jcoopjr27. I'm Chris's Gross. Chris with a K. A couple ways you can listen to the show. Head on over to KESN1033.com. Click on podcast at the top. Our entire feed is there. You can also check us out on Apple Podcasts. If you do listen on Apple Podcasts, please leave a rating, leave a review. Those 5-star ratings, very important. We've been slacking on reading reviews on the show. If you leave one, I promise we will read one next week. That's going to do it. Coming back next week, I guess we're talking about the Fire documentary.
Got to.
On Can I Get a Podcast? Until next week.
Okay.
See ya.
Okay. Thanks.